This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thank you, Mayor, and members of the council. Thank you again for the opportunity to present the Alliance Texas Annual Economic Impact, which I've had the pleasure of doing many years. Can't even count how many it's been. But as I tell people, this is my favorite day of the year. We're in a good story, and fortunately, most of the years it's been a good story, and it is today. We celebrated 35 years, if you count the way we do, and that's really sort of from the opening of Alliance Airport, which I count December 14th, 1989 was the actual opening day for Alliance Airport. We celebrated 35 years of development last year, and we have since the beginning, because a lot of the original infrastructure, which was in the form of the airport and roadway and water infrastructure and wastewater infrastructure, was funded on the front end by the public sector, primarily the city of Fort Worth, and then the state in the case of some highway improvements, and the FAA in case of the airport. So we felt a responsibility over the years to report out the performance of that investment, that original investment, and then investment that's been ongoing by the public sector over the years. And it's been fun to do. And I'm glad we started doing it early on, and the cumulative story is just continues to grow, and all of the graphs are doing this now, which is fun for us because it makes life a lot easier when things begin to grow organically and you're not having to drag everything in new. So I want to talk about those numbers. I want to recap some of the highlights of 2024 and talk about a few things that we're focused on for the future. So this is the regional master plan for all of the Alliance Texas program, which is in total 27,000 acres. It's not all in the city of Fort Worth, but a huge percentage of the land is in the city of Fort Worth, not just what's south of the Denton County line, but all the way up to the Speedway. And then the newer projects, which are mostly residential communities to the north, are in the cities of North Lake, Argyle, and Denton. But the majority of the economic impact comes from that big block of blue land, which is where all of the commercial development is concentrated, centered around Alliance Airport, the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Intermodal Rail Hub, and the highway. So the cumulative number at the end of this past year was $130 billion. That's cumulative from the beginning all the way to date. And we've got a formula model that Insight Research conducts every year, and they run all the new tax and physical investment through that model, and it ripples through the multiplier. So that's the total, $130 billion. Just if you look at 2024 alone, it was $10.2 billion in direct economic impact in that one calendar year. And you can see incrementally each year, it's beginning to get bigger and bigger year over year. So last year was almost our largest increase, 10.2. But it's gradually year over year growing in terms of individual annual economic impact. So that's a good thing. You know, the best number maybe from your perspective is the taxes generated off of the project. So we do count, this is, you know, real dollars. We count every year the tax revenues that come off of just the property. So this is real property and personal property, but it doesn't extend beyond that. So there's no sales taxes in this number. So the cum to date is $4.1 billion. And I remember, it doesn't seem that long ago, but I remember, I think maybe Mayor Moncrief was in the seat. Might have been early of Mayor Price's when we surpassed a billion. And that seems like not too long ago. So once again, that escalation is starting to really take hold. The Fort Worth portion of that 4.1 is $826 million. Obviously, the school districts, because their tax rates are higher than either the cities or the counties, the school district total revenue numbers are bigger. But Fort Worth stands, in terms of the municipal and county stack, Fort Worth stands at the top of that list.
Hey, for more episodes like this and breaking news and weather alerts, follow KRLD in the Odyssey app. Now to follow, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Search for KRLD and then tap follow in the upper right-hand corner.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, Governor Abbott's emergency item school choice voucher plan expected to take a big step forward.
Yeah, the Senate in Texas is planning to vote on that plan today.
On the opening day of the 2025 state legislature, Governor Abbott wasted no time giving the Senate their marching orders.
Use your vote this session to expand the opportunity for every parent to choose the school that's best for their child.
Then Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick defended the Senate.
Just so everyone knows, we passed that school choice bill 5 times.
The 6th time will be for Senate Bill 2. It provides parents with $10,000 of taxpayer money to send their child to a private school. It's also a coupon for those already sending their kids. Senate Democrats can only voice their displeasure. State Senator Jose Menendez.
We're setting aside $1 billion for this new education savings voucher, but I haven't seen the same level of investment in our public schools.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And he has been on the lam for 5 months, but a Plano child sexual assault suspect has now been captured 250 miles away.
Robert Johnson was an Uber driver giving a girl a ride when police claim he pulled into a Plano parking lot and sexually assaulted her. He was arrested in September and was released on bond with an ankle monitor. But when he cut that off, he vanished. But yesterday, he turned up in a Houston McDonald's where a federal fugitive task force tracked him down. But police say Johnson did not give up without a fight.
The individual then raised an object in the direction of the officer that were inside.
U.S. Marshal for the Southern District T. Michael O'Connor goes on to say that's when Johnson was shot, but he wasn't through struggling, so then he was tased. When even that didn't stop him, a police dog was unleashed, and that's the point where Johnson gave it up. Eventually, he will be returned to Collin County to be tried on the Plano child sexual assault charge. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Meanwhile, officials at Dallas County are reviewing the possible impacts of a freeze in federal funding. Health Director Dr. Philip Wong says they've already noticed some changes since President Trump took office.
CDC has communications restrictions, so we were trying to deal with a couple of outbreaks, actually, and usually are in consultation with them, and those meetings were canceled. So it's sort of a crazy time.
The current bill to keep the federal government running expires March 14th. Dallas County officials say they need to be prepared for a possible government shutdown.
Denton County continues to aggressively go after fentanyl dealers in cases that involve deaths. A grand jury has indicted 27-year-old King Killebrew Stevens for murder in the fentanyl death of 25-year-old Selena Mann. He died in Denton last July. The grand jury also returned a murder indictment against 31-year-old Pedro Martinez for supplying the fentanyl that killed a coworker in June. In a separate case, 28-year-old Courtney Green of Denton has been sentenced to 20 years in federal prison for a fatal 2023 fentanyl overdose. Coming up here in less than 4 minutes, a blind man got a concealed handgun license. And would you believe some people have a problem with that? We'll have that story for you coming up in less than 4 minutes.
Well, just in time for the Super Bowl, the governor is talking gambling and legalizing it.
Governor Abbott told the Houston Chronicle that he is ready to legalize sports betting. This follows public opinion polling, which finds growing support in Texas,
particularly for destination resort casinos, but also to a lesser extent for online sports betting.
Rice political analyst Mark Jones ran that poll. He says the casino industry has been pumping big bucks into the Lone Star State in hopes of luring Republicans who have been wary about the negative impacts of gambling. Legalization would take a public vote. From the 24-hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is an interesting story. So a blind man in Indiana, his name is Terry Sutherland, he recently got a license to carry a handgun. Now, Sutherland used he used this seeing stick to the county building for his fingerprinting, and he found it surprising that nobody questioned his permit application. He says even though he supports the Second Amendment, he believes there should be a competency test for carrying guns in public. So I think he did it more as of a test to see if he'd be able to get a handgun license. But I mean, you can't deny someone a constitutional right based upon a handicap.
True.
You know, if you're visually impaired, can you get a driver's license? Probably not.
Probably not.
Because that is not a right that is laid out in the Constitution. It's a little bit different there. What do you guys think? Should blind people, and I know we got a lot of visually impaired people that listen to us here
Absolutely.
On KRLD, should people that are visually impaired, I hate to say it this way, but have the same rights as those of us who aren't visually impaired? You can let us know.
What it comes down to, right?
Yeah. Send us a voice message in the Odyssey app. Just tap the microphone button there on the KRLD page.
A Tarrant County man still has an appeal before the U.S. Supreme Court as he tries to stop tonight's execution.
Stephen LeWayne Nelson is 37 now. He was 24 back in 2011 when he beat and smothered Reverend Clint Dobson. The murder happened at the North Point Baptist Church in Arlington, and it was during a botched robbery. Nelson used a plastic bag to suffocate Dobson. Then he tried to kill the church secretary, 67-year-old Judy Elliott. She survived. Nelson took her car, her credit card, cell phone, and laptop. Nelson's last chance at avoiding execution seems to be at the U.S. Supreme Court, which usually does not rule on a death penalty case until late in the day. The execution is scheduled for 6 tonight in Huntsville. From the 24-hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station at DFW for market and business updates, brought to you by the law offices of Nick Namath at myirsteam.com. Here's our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Happy hump day as we climb back onto the roller coaster, down on Monday on worries about tariffs, back up on Tuesday. And then late yesterday, we found out that the president evidently indicated he's in no hurry to engage in any discussions with the Chinese, specifically their President Xi, amid these escalating trade tensions. So maybe we head back down a little bit. Maybe it'll be governed by stocks and economic news, though, because we've got lots of earnings reports out and lots of economic news. In fact, we've already heard about mortgage applications. Overall, they were up 2.2%. But the purchase index is really sliding, down 4% week over week, down 39% year over year. The supply of new homes is up 25% year over year. And the time to sell a home is up to 54 days. And that's the longest in about 4 years. So maybe that market is slowing down. And ADP out with their private sector job report. Well, that's good news. We were expecting job gains in the private sector of 150,000. In fact, it was 183,000. On the earnings front, kind of scratching my head why Disney isn't moving, and the stock's flat. The earnings were great. $1.40, 9 cents better. Revenues beat. Their streaming business was profitable again for the quarter. They said Disney Plus subscribers were up 23% year over year in the fourth quarter, and they affirmed their guidance. And yet that Dow stock is trading unchanged. I tell you what's not unchanged is Google, Alphabet. It's down $15 a share, down 7%. The earnings were good, but the revenues, particularly in the cloud area that's supposed to be so profitable, those were light. And that's one big reason the NASDAQ's pointing lower by 160 points on the opening. It's also having an impact on the S&P, which is down 25, while the Dow looks down, well, now 91. It's losing ground. Crude's down 84 cents at 71.84. Gold's up $13 and a dime at 28.88.90. And the 10-year rate is falling again. In fact, a lot, 4.46%. But stocks look lower. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You know, put the politics aside for a second. I marvel at the energy that Donald Trump has. I don't know how a guy his age has that much energy. He was up at 5:55 this morning posting on Truth Social. Congratulations, he writes, to our wonderful and very talented United States Attorney General Pam Bondi, who got sworn in today amid tremendous support and the respect of all. That from President Trump, who must not sleep but 2 or 3 hours a day, it seems.
I might take the under on that as well. And speaking of gambling, those who support legalizing casino gambling and online sports betting will be happy with the latest statewide poll numbers out of the University of Houston. Legalizing destination casino resorts has the support of 74% of Texas Democrats and 72% of Republicans.
It hasn't hurt destination resort casinos that the Las Vegas Sands and other supporters have spent in the tens of millions of dollars lobbying and on advertisements over the past few years.
Online sports betting has 60% support in Texas. Legalizing both casino gambling and online sports betting would be up to Texas voters if Senate Joint Resolution 16 is passed by the state legislature.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.